Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. Give Me 5 Minutes is part of the Bible Strong Ministry, a ministry which has come to mean spiritual empowerment by understanding who we are in Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that God is gathering an army to make a difference in this end time generation, an army of ordinary men and women who have been given the spiritual tools to do extraordinary things for the kingdom of God. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
I read a story not long ago that David Lemons wrote. He said, "I was at a social function in Miami, Florida, and by chance I met a gentleman there who, upon my inquiry, informed me that he was an expediter for the federal government. I said to him, 'Sir, I know what the word expedite means, and I know what the federal government is, but I have no clue of what your work would entail.' He explained, 'When you do business with the federal government, it requires a lot of formality, including the writings of documents, the processing, and then the waiting. This,' he says, 'we commonly call red tape. But there are times when there are missions or projects of government interest in which it is imperative that we break through the formalities, the red tape, to expedite, to speed up the process.' And then David pressed him more and said, 'Could you give me an example?' 'Well,' he says, 'last Saturday, when all of the offices and warehouses were closed, I was informed by telephone from Puerto Rico that a government airplane was in need of a generator part, number XPL-723. My invoice showed that the part that we needed was in BN-27, row 2, in warehouse 7. He said, "So I swung into action. With my government-issued pistol, I shot the padlock off of the warehouse door, obtained the needed part, placed it on another airplane, headed back to Puerto Rico. A possible delay of several days was reduced to but 5 hours. And as I read this story written by David Lemons, I began to see the light. I began to get excited about my next lesson. So I turned to John, the 16th chapter, verse 7. It reads like this: 'It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come.' In this new light, this text that I just read to you spoke to me of bypassing the Old Testament legalistic red tape process and moving forward into a new and better and living way, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews. Think of it. Who would have believed that a way out and weird story about a man in a sealed tomb being raised? But when a man like Simon Peter, standing up with the 11, who was filled full of this Holy Ghost power, told it, 3,000 people believed it. And later on that same week, 5,000 others believed it. And the expediting program was on the way. Those who were involved seemed to disregard all of the formalities. They would preach anywhere, in the synagogues, on the streets, down by the river, in the schoolhouses, in private homes, and even in jail.
This is part one of a two-part lesson. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part two. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.